song going, Connor. We're back this week in Waukesha. You're listening to one of my favorite bands from the early 80s, Split Enz, with 6 months in a leaky boat. The fun part's coming up, and you have a lot of maritime songs in honor of our special guest, who, Adra in Euro, and I guess I've been saying the surname somewhat incorrectly. I have it half right, but I don't. So, Euro, you want to tell us the semantics here? This is important.
Yes, so my name is Euro Kushnir, and my wife Adra, she's Adra Kushnirova, and the Ova is added in Slavic languages to differentiate female and male names. And when we got married, we didn't have the option to both have the name Kushnir, but she decided to keep or to make it Kushnirova. So it's okay. A, cool, it looks like a secret agent, and sure. B, you know, we were living in Cordova, Alaska at the time, so it was right. Like Kushnirova from Cordova. It was fun.
Yeah. I love it.
It was. Someone asked me, oh, it's Ova because you have ovaries, and I was like, all right, what's the thing think about it?
Okay. Connor's covering it.
Yeah, I was going to max out the mic right there if I tried.
So we'll pause for a moment so we can hear the best part of the song here again. Split Enz. My friends from New Zealand, the Finn Brothers. You digging it, Connor? You like this?
Yeah.
Just spent 6 months in a leaky boat.
I'm totally gonna make a fish playlist now and put this on there.
All right, you can turn it off now. Thanks, Connor. So, but you haven't had too many problems with leaky boats, right? With your Levi or when you worked any accidents like that in Alaska?
Oh, constantly. Yes, it's when I was saying it's a hard job, yeah. I really meant it. While I was working there, I'm going to say on average, probably one person died every year or every couple of years out of this maybe 500 boat fleet for a plethora of reasons.
Sure.
Sometimes it is a leaky boat that just sinks.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and this is probably the most heartbreaking story, a guy just lost a small part of his boat and it was, you know, floating away. So he took his kayak to go and get it.
Yeah.
And the current was just too strong and he couldn't make it back to his boat. And there were boats inside. Sure. He could see all the boats around, but nobody could hear him. It's the ocean. Nobody could see him because he's too small.
Sure.
And it got dark and he got flipped on the kayak and that was it for him.
Here.
Yeah, our customers always ask at the farmers markets, are you catching the fish? And my answer is I'm not brave enough. I'm not that brave. And you really have to just be fearless to be out there.
Sure.
Dealing with 10, 15 foot swells, the currents. A lot of times people miss out on fishing because they get stuck on a sandbar because they're new and they're still like figuring out how to read the tide charts. And it's a dangerous job. You have to be your own mechanic. You have to just heed mother, you know, Mother Nature's in charge when you're out there.
Sure. For sure. Wow, that's something. But the yield seems to be really high though, huh? Especially based on what you get, your business. I understand you have a big order coming in tomorrow, right?
Well, we do have our Copper River Sockeye supply come in, well, tomorrow. We're recording now, so this is it's not tomorrow anymore.
Yeah.
We already have it,
that's right? That's right.
When this is aired.
Yeah.
So that's great. But it's a... You know, a lot of people fall in love with the fishing up there, but you can hit some really skinny years. And people look at the price tag of wild Alaskan fish and think like, oh my God, it's so much money. But everybody who has ever seen any part of this can realize like, okay, you pay for all this. You pay for the sustainability. There is only so much that goes to the market.
Yeah.
You pay for the quality of people really picking it out hand by, you know.
So there's an abundance.
One by one.
There's no, like, they don't allow any of the, because of the Alaskan regulations, like, we don't have to worry about that body of water just getting tapped out like other bodies of water, like, around the world. Or, like, in the case of the Great Lakes, you don't have to worry about zebra mussels or ocean-going vessels that are coming into that.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an example. This was about 5 years ago, 2018, I think, 4 years ago.
Sure.
the season was absolutely terrible. There is almost no fish. So what happens at that time, the regulating body, Alaskan Department of Fish and Games, shuts down the fishing. So for the people up there, that's their livelihood. That's all they do. Right. But the sustainability, the survival of the river comes first. So when there is not enough fish, there is just no fishing.
Yeah.
And that year, there was no fishing for weeks, maybe even a couple months in the area, which is devastating for the fishermen who have loans, and it's a very expensive business to get into.
It's like being a farmer.
But hey, you know, too bad, so sad. The fish come first. The sustainability and the survival comes first. And sure enough, you know, now we have a good season again, you know, four years later. And it's going up and down like everything in nature.
In situations like that, are like local, are they allowed to at least maybe fish for themselves? Like that just for to sustain themselves? Or I mean, is there kind of checks and balances on that?
Yes, there is. So there is commercial fishing. And then there is... oh my God, now I'm blanking on the
name.
Subsistence fishing. Yeah, yes, absolutely. So the locals do get, they get their own hours when they go to the fishing grounds and catch limited amount of fish.
Right.
I think it's 10 fish a day they can get.
Okay. And also the local native community can go out fishing before everybody else.
Okay.
Whether it's subsistence or commercial.
That's great. So, hey, Nick, jumping back here to the market, in your market, it sounds like because you're doing online business that you do have a discriminating and educated customer base that knows what they're looking for, and they may have found you from Google or wherever, but you know, would you say that's a fair amount of your base, like of your, you know, your regular customer base?
Yeah, it's people who have heard of Copper River either from living on the West Coast or having ties to Alaska or, you know, seeing it on restaurant menus, and they're specifically seeking it out.
Nice.
Or they've chatted with us and learned about it, or they've tasted it and and realized.
So they're out there and they're growing, right? I mean, we do get some converts that come in.
Absolutely.
So, terrific. Well, I love to hear that. And so, hey, and as I said in my last segment, I know I jumped the gun, but I definitely want to have you guys on the show again because we have so much more to talk about.
Yeah.
And Connor, how much time we have right now?
We got about a minute.
Mm-hmm. So, any other last kind of bits of advice for people out there on why they should try Alaskan salmon and why they should give AlaskaFreshSalmon.com, by the way, right? I got that right. AlaskaFreshSalmon.com.
Yes.
That's correct. I would say, don't be scared of the fish just because it's a little bit more expensive and it's like a top level best fish in the world. Don't be scared of it. It doesn't require really any skills in the kitchen. It can be done in any way. It's super simple. All you need is salt and some heat, whether it's fire or your oven, and you're gonna have a fantastic meal that's good and good for you.
It sounds great.
As easy as a frozen pizza.
All right, so let me get this. So Adra Kusnerova, Euro Kushner. Did I do that right? Kushner. So, no relation to Jared Kushner.
Not that I know of.
Adra and Euro from Alaska Fresh Salmon, thanks so much for being my guest today. I look forward to seeing you again very soon. And to learn more, also, go to AlaskaFreshSalmon.com, but also go to ResponsibleSeafood.org. Learn more about sustainable fish and some great vendors like Alaska Fresh Salmon to get your fish and seafood from. And go blue. Thanks again for joining us this week in Waukesha Special Edition. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, and I look forward to seeing you next week at 8. Until then, see ya!